Welcome to EAN Cast, your weekly source for education, research, and updates from the European Academy of Neurology.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this EAN podcast. This time it's about the EAN mentorship program. My name is Rolf Ronsek. I'm a neurologist from the Netherlands, and I'm here together with Mathieu Perrineau and David Schreier. I'll briefly introduce them. Mathieu studied medicine and completed his residency in Lausanne, University Hospital in Switzerland, and he took a Certificate of Advanced Studies in Medical Education in Geneva. And now he is co-responsible for the pre-graduate training in clinical neurology in his department, and he's a very active member of the EAN Education Committee, as I know, and he's also the RFS representative from 2020 to 2023. And David Schreier, I know very well from the sleep field. He completed his medical and doctoral studies and his neurology training in Bern, Switzerland. And he's the past president of the Swiss Association of Young Neurologists and a former RFS National Representative of Switzerland. And currently he works as a postdoctoral research fellow at the Massachusetts General Hospital Harvard Medical School. So a very interesting place, I guess. And he's there currently. And we'll talk to them both. I will talk to them both about the mentorship program of the EAN, which I know because I'm also a mentor in this program. But for everyone, maybe we can start with an easy question. What is mentoring?
Hello, Ralph. Thanks for the invitation. So what is mentoring? I think a mentor is somebody who teaches and gives help and advice to a less experienced and often younger person. We can say that mentoring is a very important aspect of career development. So the literature shows that up to 60% of career choices could be attributed to a mentor. People who benefit from mentoring tend to publish more, have more grants, and have more satisfaction in their job. So really, it's an important thing in the for the people's life. And the last thing I want to say is that mentoring shares some common features with other kind of assistance, such as coaching, tutoring. But mentoring is actually more focused on creating a safe and less formal environment, something that helps mentee to reflect deeper on his on their aspiration, the resources they have, on their objective in life, and that is not only at the professional but also at the personal level. So that would be a definition of mentoring.
Yeah, it's very interesting what you say. I think we all can think of mentors we had in life, at work or somewhere else. But now it's also good, of course, to have an official program and to help people. So maybe coming to this, what is the mentorship program of the EAN and how does that work?
That's a great question. Thank you also for the invitation. So the EAN mentorship program is a one-year program connecting neurology trainees and early career neurologists with more advanced senior EAN members. The goal of the program is to facilitate the transition of knowledge and experience across generations of neurologists, particularly supporting our early career members. With the guidance of their mentors, mentees are tackling essential career questions such as finding out what they want to focus on in future or how they can further strengthen what they're already focusing on. Eventually, we want mentors to enable mentees to develop their full potential. However, not only mentees, but also mentors benefit from the program. Similar to teaching, mentoring is a skill, and it can be given to some extent, but like other skills, it also requires knowledge and practice. Therefore, with every mentee, mentors gain more experience and learn something new. In addition, because mentors and mentees mostly come from different countries, mentees can offer mentors also new perspectives and introduce them to new environments. Now, how does the program work? In short, both mentors and mentees across Europe can apply to the program. After verification of their eligibility, they are registered in our mentorship database, which we then use for the matching process and oversight of the program. The one-year program starts when a pair is matched. We require some reporting to monitor mentor-mentee relationships, enabling us to improve and optimize the program, but also to have some control mechanisms in place for identification of mentor-mentee relationships that need additional support or attention. I'm sure we have some time to talk a bit more in detail about aspects of the program, but I would like to already point out our website where many more details and additional information can be found. The mentorship program website is incorporated to the EAN website, and you can find it by clicking on the section Learn and then Career Development.
Well, that should be easy to find for people. And I agree, I liked becoming a mentor, but it's also you also learn a lot by being a mentor. That's certainly true. And this program, how did it actually start? How long ago? And could you tell us a little bit more, who is it for?
So the mentorship program was a bottom-up initiative. It was coming out of the RFS, the Resident and Research Fellow section of the EAN. A first proposal for such a program was submitted in 2016 by the Swiss Association of Young Neurologists. And there was an immediate consensus within the RFS and across all the national representatives of the RFS that access to mentorship is often limited, unequally distributed, but essential, particularly in an early career stage. In conclusion, there was and is a need for such a program. Over the following years, numerous EAN, RFS, and senior EAN members have worked tremendously hard and hand in hand to advance the proposal and realize the program. And this does not go without saying that the support from the EAN board, the EAN Education Committee, and the EAN office was very crucial.
And then, of course, another question many people will have is, what do I need to be, or what are the requirements, and who can join? How does that work?
So I will answer to that question. So if somebody wants to join as a mentee, he has to be a member of the RFS section of the EAN, and the application should be submitted no more than 5 years after his last degree. Regarding mentors, most of mentors are members of the scientific panel of the EAN, but every interested EAN member can contact the task force if he would like to engage in a mentoring relationship. So as David said, you have all the information on the website. I would like to insist on something, is that in order to really benefit from the program, it is very important for mentors, but also for mentee, to get some basic training about mentoring. It basically means go on the website and getting familiar with all the resources provided by the EAN, which include 2 webinars on mentoring. These are very important resources because they will explain what mentoring is and what it isn't, which is very important. There is also document and checklists that can improve the relationship, the questions, and the organization of meeting between the pairs. And lastly, during each EAN Congress, you have the mentoring workshop, which is a career development sessions that allows to get familiar with mentoring and meet other people interested, and hopefully also meet your mentor physically if he's there in the Congress. And I think just to those resources, we think reading these resources is really important because it really creates a common vision of what mentoring is, and it will help then mentors and mentee start their relationship with adequate preparation and expectation.
Thank you for this, Mathieu. I can also say, indeed, there's a lot of support from the EAN for this program. I noticed that as a mentor, and there's a lot of resources, material, and it's a very nice moment where you can actually meet the mentee in real life, because in the beginning, it's like video video meetings and emails. So that's indeed true. So you already explained a little bit, but so if the person has taken all this information and says, yes, I want to be a mentor, I want to be a mentee, what do you have to do then?
So applications can be submitted through our website all year long. However, the matching only takes place once a year in September. So this is also coming up soon again. And only matched mentors and mentees are enrolled into the program. We try to make the application process as straightforward and slim as possible, but it still can take up to 15 or 20 minutes. It requires some documents like your CV, for example, and preparation. The reason for that is our careful matching process, because we need more than just a CV to understand who we are trying to match.
I can understand it's a complicated process, and you need to, matchmaking.
Exactly.
And so how many of these pairs do you have every year? How many are there?
So it really depends on the number of available mentors that we have. So as David said, normally in the 15th of September, so end of September, the mentorship task force will we'll close the application and we will meet. There is four senior members and four RFS members, and we will proceed to the matching. So the only limitation is the number of available mentors. So for example, the first round we matched 19 pairs, and the second one 25.
Oh, that's quite a lot, yeah. What kind of information is important for you for the matching?
So it's important that for both mentors and mentee to really specify what kind of topic they are more important for, what kind of topic are more important for them, what kind of topic the mentors feel more confident to speak about, or what kind of topic does the mentee would need more for during the relationship. So example of topics could be like career choices, of course, but also how to develop a research track. I don't know, like how to deal with interpersonal issues at work, how to improve work-life balance, or how to create space for family life. So all this information is really important to make the matching. On another point about the matching is that it's really important to understand that the most critical resources in a mentoring relationship is not the position of your mentor, but it is the mentoring relationship itself. It is a relationship that both will create with time, and it will really bring the thing that the mentee need. So the mentor is not supposed to be a sponsor or know in detail the work condition of the mentee's country, but he will rather provide a secure relationship to share his reflection and help with his own personal experience.
Yeah, that's quite a comprehensive thing and many aspects indeed. And then if you have such a mentor and mentee, and what happens after the period ends? And how long does it last, and what happens when it ends?
That's a good question. So the program in general runs for 1 year. And but we offer the possibility to apply for an extension of the program. So this is not a new application. You don't have to go through everything like in the beginning, but the process is very easy. An extension means that the mentorship continues within the frame of the EAN mentorship program and also on the oversight of the EAN mentorship task force. However, it is also possible to continue a mentor-mentee relationship outside of the frame of the EAN. And in the end, we understand the program also as a kind of a catalyst, and we are happy to see this and see it as a success of the mentorship program if mentorship continues outside of the EAN.
So now I wonder, after you are so positive about this program, are you maybe also a mentor or a mentee? Are you part of this program? Or
We are both neither mentee or mentors. I was also personally, for example, I was also thinking, consider this to some extent a certain conflict of interest. But it's been a great experience for us as individuals, but also for the EAN on how to build and set up such a program to be on this side of it. And when we announced the first call 2 years ago, it was exciting and terrifying at the same time, because the number of possible applications range from 0 up to 15, 100, or even 200. And eventually there was a sense of relief that it was more in the range of 10 to 20 applications for this first round. So now, 2 years into the program, we generally feel much more in control, since the program is growing in a healthy manner. And we also have a better sense on how to support our members, also based on all the feedback we've received throughout the reporting, what is good, what is bad. And I have to say also, like, we are thankful to the EAN, especially the EAN Mentorship Task Force members under the leadership initially also of Riccardo Soffietti and Francesca Morgante, and also Julia Meyer from the EAN office, who all did and still are doing a wonderful job. And it's been a privilege and great fun closely working with such a group of dedicated people, and I'm sure Mathieu agrees on that.
Yes, we really want to thank the World Mentorship Task Force and also Julia Meyer for her help. And yes, regarding our participation to the program, so we could not participate, of course, because we're already in the task force. But as you say, Rolf, as an experience, I would like to mention that I think mentorship relationship can really give reciprocal benefits, not only for the mentee, but also for the mentors. So every mentor I spoke to always told it was a very enriching experience. So for every people who hesitates to participate, I think they should send an application. But Rolf, also, we know you are, as you mentioned, you are a mentor. So maybe you would also like to share some thought about it.
Yes, sure. I'm a mentor. And in the beginning, it was a nice thing indeed. I think, yes, I will be a mentor. And you don't know exactly what's expected of you. And then it's really a personal thing. You have to get to know the other. So you have some first meetings. And then you what can I actually contribute? Then there are some questions raised, some issues. And then I thought, oh, do I have to solve all these issues? Then you have to, some kind of urge to help and solve all the issues. But that's not really your role. You can give advice, share your own experiences and views, which is really nice. So, and it's also nice then to meet each other later for real. And I hope it can continue. So I'm very positive about it. I really hope that others are also as positive as we all are. And if they are, they should visit the website and read about the program and apply. So I thank you both for your very positive and enthusiastic story about this. And let's hope many people will apply. And thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcatcher for weekly updates from the European Academy of Neurology. You can also listen to this and all of our previous episodes on the EAN campus to gain points and become an EAN expert in any of our 29 neurological specialties. Simply become an EAN individual member to gain access. For more information, visit ean.org/membership. That's ean.org/membership. Thanks for listening. EAN Cast Weekly Neurology is your unbiased and independent source for educational and research-related neurological content. Although all content is provided by experts in their field, it should not be considered official medical advice.